Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. PresidentLincoln.com. That's a website I want you to know about, because that belongs to our good friend Dr. Gene Grossman, one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. The Words Lincoln Lived By is my favorite book that he's written. He's written a bunch of others, which you can find out more about there at PresidentLincoln.com. We're talking about how to communicate, how to make sure you get your message across, and learning from Lincoln in that way. You know, Gene, before you got here, I was telling the audience that you were coming, and we were going to use Lincoln's, as we always do, Lincoln's example. And I was talking about this being a new year, and I was talking about how Lincoln must have felt about new things. And when you look back on all the ways that he came up short, all the disappointments he had in his life, some of them actual abject failures on his part. He had a lot of experience with new things, didn't he?
He really did. As a matter of fact, Lincoln was every once in a while, one age becomes another age. There's a profound change. For example, I heard in your setup for the Age of the Customer, the way businesses have run for so many hundreds of years now is profoundly changing. Well, Society profoundly changed. There was a huge economic and social change that took place in his lifetime, and that is the end of slavery. You see, slavery had existed for thousands of years, and the U.S. economy was really in many ways based on slavery, North and South, and that was coming to an end. Profound social changes were taking place. And in fact, in one of Lincoln's memorable statements, he said, "As our case is new, we must think new and act anew." And so whenever an age changes, we have to think anew and we have to act anew. And so that's the reason he stood in the when things are changing, there's a lot of debate and anger because people hate to give up over.
That's right. That's right. We've gotten comfortable, as my friend Joel Barker calls them, paradigms. We've got comfortable in our paradigms. We've learned how to be successful with them. And anytime there's a shift to where the old is going away and the new is emerging, it creates disruption. And we don't like that, do we?
Disruption? You're exactly right. For example, even at the micro level, if you come in and you introduce a new technology in your business, if you just think back, for example, when we changed from typewriters to computers, there were people who could type 135 words a minute. And they were proud of this, and they'd learned how, and they'd invested all of this in learning how to be good with one technology, and suddenly they can't use that anymore, not very much. And so whenever change is introduced, there are always losers, and there are always people who will resist it. Mm-hmm. And so a leader must effectively communicate to his or her people, yes, you're giving up one way of doing something, but if you will embrace the new, you can be a leader again.
Well, and this is the thing that I think the small businesses, that would help small businesses a lot, is not to get very, especially in the 21st century, Gene, not to get very much in love with any particular thing, because things are moving so fast that if you make little changes along, make small decisions, but make lots of decisions, make little adjustments along, the best way to raise your prices a dollar a unit over the next 2 years is by doing it 4 cents at a time, you know, every month. And you know, if you try to raise them all at once, a dollar all at once, your customers are going to complain. But if you do it slowly, you can, you know, and so those, that's another way of embracing change, I think, is to do it incrementally. And you know, that's the reason why I tell people all the time, Gene, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Well, and sometimes you may not want to fall in love with what you do if it's in a time of profound change. Not to disagree with you very much, but how would you love to be an encyclopedia salesman now?
But here's the point I make is that people are still seeking information. They're just seeking it in a different way. And so my point is, you might not be an encyclopedia publisher anymore, but that doesn't mean you can't be a publisher of information.
That is exactly right. So you have to be willing to make that shift.
That's right.
And at the individual level, you may have to be able to see what's happening and get out of one type or one style of business like selling encyclopedias and make the shift to being able to share information another way.
And I
love encyclopedias, but I wouldn't want to be an encyclopedia salesman today.
That wouldn't be a very good assignment right now. But then back to your communicating thing, Gene. As you're making these changes, you've got to bring your customers along with you, because you've got to make sure that they're part of the process of the changes that you're making. For example, if your delivery is going to change, if the way you service products is going to change, whatever it might be happening, if you don't bring them along with you as you make these changes, they're going to go somewhere else.
I'll give you an example of something.
Gene, hold on to that example. I'll let you give it to us after these messages. Gene Greisman and I will be right back, folks. Dr. Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.